Daf is Daf Samech Gimel. We got to the very bottom of Samech Beis. I mean, Beis, or we were supposed to at least get there. And we were trying to figure out what the Mishnah is talking about, that very confusing case of he bought wheat and then he transferred it for wine. And it was a problem. If he had the wine, it was okay. If he didn't have the wine, it would be a problem. So we're trying to figure out what exactly that case is. So after the Gemara had asked a number of questions, Gemara now seems to come to a conclusion on the bottom of Samech Beis Mabez, the last two lines, Ela Amar Rava. So Rava says, I'll tell you the pshat of the Mishnah is as follows. So Ela Amar Rava, Kishachivna, Rav Ashi, Nafik Levasi. So Rava says, when I die, Rabbi Oshai is going to come out and greet me. He's going to greet me. Why? The Mitartzana Masisin Kavase. Because I explained our Mishnah here in Ezu Neshach, I explained, like Rav Oshai writes, in the Brisa. So Rav Oshai is going to be very excited that I had paralleled this Brisa to the Mishnah. So what does Rav Oshai tell us? The Tanya Rav Oshai, a guy is owed money. So the guy is Noshe Bechavero, he's the Malva, so the bank. The bank lent out money, so the bank is owed money. So he's the Noshe Bechavero. So I'm the bank, I'm coming to collect the money from you. So you owe me a money. V'holach v'amad al gorno. So I go and stand out in your threshing field, out in your backyard, and Amar, I say to you, tain li me'osa, give me the money, shani rota likach b'chitin. I need the money, because I want to buy wheat right now. So Amar lo, chitin yeshu, you know what, I have chita, let me just give you the chita instead, shani nosin lecha, I'll give you the chita. So tsei, so they went out, v'asan alach kishay shalachshav, so they found that, so you owe me $100 now. So I really wanted to get the $100 from you and buy wheat. So you say, I'll give you the wheat instead. So we find out exactly what the market value of wheat is right now. And you give me $100 worth of wheat, what it's worth right now. But you don't give it to me. You say, it's all yours. I owe you that money. Now I owe you wheat instead of money. Fine. Now, Gizman Chitin Limchor. Now came an opportune time to sell chita. You never gave me the wheat, but I own wheat that is in your possession. It's really mine. You have to give it to me still. Now came the time to sell it. What does that mean? It came time to sell it. The market went up. Exactly. Now is a great time. I put my investment in, and now it's went up in value, so I could sell it for some revenue. So now is the time to sell the wheat. But you haven't given me the wheat yet to sell. So Amarlos, I say to you, now, Tenli Chitim, please give me the wheat now that you owe me. Shani Rota Limochot, I want to sell the wheat. Likach Ben Yain, I want to buy wine now at this price. So Amarlos, he says, Yeshli, Yain, you know what? I won't give you the wheat. I have wine. Shani no sein lecha, I'll give you the wine instead. So tsei v'asan alai kishar shalachshav. So they went out and they found the current market value of wine. And so now you owe me wine instead of owing me wheat. So then came higizman yayin limcho. Now came the opportune time to sell the wine. Meaning what? The wine went up in value. So you owe me wine, but you haven't yet given me the wine yet. But it's still mine. So now the wine went up in value. I want to now get the wine so I can sell it and make some money. So Amar lo, so I go back to your backyard and I say to you, Tein li yeini, give me my wine now, because Shani wrote to Limoch, I want to sell the wine now and make some more money. I want to buy oil now. Now oil is a good investment. So then you say back to me, Amar lo shemen yeshli, I have oil actually. There's no need to go sell the wine, buy oil. I'll just give you the oil instead of the wine now. Shani's noticing the I'll give it to you. Okay, so again, say vaso, alai kishar shel achshav. So they went ahead and did the current market value of the oil. So this is all the situation here. So you never gave me anything. You had all these various, you had the oil, you had the wine, you had the chita. So now the Gemara says, the Brisa concludes, im yeshlo mutter. If you, you're the lova, remember, you owe me money. It all started off with you owing me $100. And you turn that $100 into wheat, into wine, into oil. So if you have that item, that merchandise, at the time, it's all mutter. Everything we did was just a sale. Each time you said you'll give me chita, that was a sale. Even though you didn't give me any chita, that was considered a sale. And then when you transfer over to the wine, that was considered a sale. That's all mutter. But Eino, if you don't have any merchandise, you don't have the chita that you say you owe me, you don't have the shemen, you don't have the yayin, then it's viewed as a halva, and it would be usr. So this brisa of Reb Oshaya, exactly what our Mishnah is talking about as well, if you as a lova who owes me money wants to transfer that money into chita, into yayin, if you don't have the wine, it would be considered a halva. Because again, you borrowed from me $100, you're giving me back to me wine, which is more valuable than when you borrowed from me, and you don't have it at the time, so it can't be viewed as a sale. That would be awesome. But if you did have the merchandise at the time, then it would be viewed as a sale, even though it went up in value. So that's the understanding of the Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, So if you go back to Mishnah and read this in, Malakach, our Mishnah says he bought. In this case, the Brisa of Rabbi Yoshai, there's no purchase that took place. It was a loan, which turned into only money, only michita, only, but there's no buying and selling that actually took place. But our Mishnah said it was a lokeach, that I initially bought from you wheat for a certain amount. So how do you understand our Mishnah about lokeach if this Brisa of Rabbi Yoshai is not referring to a case of a lokeach at all? So the Gemara answers, my lokeach, lokeach of Bahalvasa. You bought it through a loan. That loan turned into a purchase that you initially owed me money. So, you know, you say what? Instead of giving you money back, I will give you chita back. I'll give you yain back. I'll give you shemen back.
So in this case of Rabbi Yoshai, he has to actually take possession of something in order for it to be mutar, right? You can't keep rolling over forever.
Well, he says you're allowed to, as long as you have the merchandise in your possession,
you
it's all...
He never actually takes possession of it.
Exactly. According to Rabbi Yoshai, as long as it exists, exactly. If however, you didn't have it, so then, right. If you want...
That's
yeah.
clear, but even if you... It's just,
right.
You never actually get the item... Here, so.
Exactly. Look at Rashi to make this clear. You see Rashi, four lines from the top, Yeshlo Mutter. If he has, if the lova, the borrower, now is transferring the money into merchandise, to the wheat, into the oil. So says Rashi, V'lo Amrina, we don't say, Delav ki sir habol yado, hecha di yeshlo. We don't say that, oh, when he transfers the money over into a merchandise now, it becomes a loan. We don't say that way. The Zachi Be Mehashi. Right now, the Malv of the bank, who now is getting the chit instead of the money, he's zoch in it right now. Ah, ava gav d'lo mashach, even though he didn't do mashicha. Where's my ma'isa kinyan? Still, ki mokre, when it goes up in value, when the wheat goes up and the fluctuates, b'shusei mokre, it goes up in my rishas. Even though I never received it, it's still considered my rishas. V'lo havi ribbis is not called ribbis. Why? What's the reason? This is the kicker. The reason is, if I didn't do a mashicha, how come we view it as my possession? If I'm the bank, you owe me money, and you're turning that money into a chita. I never pulled it. I never did a mashicha. So how do I own it now? Says Rashi, hol v'im bo lachzer ka yalayu b'misha para. Because if the love, who's also now the mocher, selling me the chita, if he walks away, he's subject to the call of misha para. That's enough, strong enough, to make this acquisition binding. And therefore, I own, I'm viewed as the owner of the chita, even though I never received it. So it's called a, this is called a, a zvine, not called a halva. Okay, we're good with that. That's the new pshat of the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rava. Rava says we can walk away from the statement Shmamina mid Rabbi Yoshaya tlas Shmamina. We learn three different things from Rabbi Yoshaya. Shmamina number one, the Mamidim Malve Agave Peros V'lo Amrinan Delo Ki Yisar Haba Liyadahu. We say a person is allowed to borrow onto Peros. And we don't say that it's not like an Isser Habal Yada. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi says, Mamidin, see Rashi's around half, a little more than halfway down the narrow lines. Mamidin, he says, Mamidin milve sheyeshlo alav chaver. If I'm owed money by you, I'm the bank, you owe me $100. Agave peros, I could transform that loan into a fruit. Lifsok aleim peros. I can now transfer that money that you owe me into, now you owe me fruit. That's all permitted. And we don't say that it's aser, like Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya thought that was aser to transform a loan into peros. Now you're giving me peros that are worth more than what I initially lent you. That would be ribbis. According to Rabbi Shai, we don't say it's ribbis. That's allowed. That's Shmamina number one. Shmamina number two says the Gemara, who... The Yeshlo, this is only permitted if you actually have the merchandise, you have the produce at the time, is it permitted? But if you don't have it, then you cannot transport or transform the loan into peros if he doesn't currently have it. And the third Shmamina is Isa L'Rabbi Yanai, the Amar Rabbi Yanai, Mali Hain, Mali Dmeim. He says there is no difference whether it's fruit or whether that's money. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains, rather the Gemara first explains, Dit ma Rav, Rav holds, Amar osin amana b'peros, ve'en osin amana b'damim. If I, let's say, give you money, and we have a certain agreement here, so I could give you money, I could give you $100, and we make a deal that you'll pay me the fruit back according to the current market value. So I give you $100, whatever wheat is worth right now, you'll pay me that wheat over the course of the year, even though later on, when you give me the wheat, it went up in value, you could give me the wheat according to the deal we made initially. But what you can't do, according to Rav, is you can't give me money in return. Because let's say I give you $100, and $100 gets me, I don't know, just to be simple, 10 pieces of wheat right now. And later on, it could only get me 12 pieces of wheat or something, or 8 pieces of wheat, whatever the difference is. So you'll give me 10 pieces of wheat the way it was initially during that deal. That's permitted according to Rav. But what you can't do later on is, instead of giving me wheat, you'll give me back money, you'll give me $120 left more. That'd be awesome because it looks like ribbis. Even though really it's really just substituting for the wheat that you owe me, that according to Rav would be usur. But according to Rabbi Yana says no. He says you're allowed to. Mali hein mali demayim. Since we made a deal, the initial point was, it wasn't a loan, it was a sale. I gave you money, I'm just waiting for the produce. So that's permitted. So in the end of the day, you could give me either wheat or you could give me money because this is not in the context of a loan. Even though it looks like a loan and you're giving me back money instead of wheat, it's still considered a sale and that's permitted according to Rabbi Yana. Mali hein, mali demeim. What's the difference if you're giving me tvua versus if you're giving me the actual money? Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara. So these are the three Shmami Nuds we learn from this Rebbe Hoshaya. Now, then the Gemara says, Mesive kulam im yeshlo mutter. The question is, it says im yeshlo mutter. So what's the Shaila here? So look at Rashi. Rashi 5, 6 wide, medium wide lines down in Rashi. Im yeshlo mutter. Mehod the Rebbe Hoshaya kamosiv. They're asking a question to Rebbe Hoshaya. V'hacha damim kamakabel. So what's the shaila that they're asking according to Rav Hoshaya? So all these situations above, where we said that first you owe me money, that money turned into a situation of tevua, and then into wine, and then into oil, all these cases. So it says only if you actually have, if the lover, the one who's loaning, who's borrowing the money rather, and now is also selling the fruit, only if he has it as at the time, is a mutter. Now, if it's really true that Rav Hoshaya allows you, he says, mali hein, mali demehem, that's according to him, money and merchandise are always equated. So even if I, as the lover, don't have the yayin, I don't have the shemen, since I have money, I could go out and buy it, that should be mutter as well. So again, I owe you $100. And I say, you know what, you want to buy chita, I'll give you chita instead. So the Baraita says, only if I have the chita, do we view that as a purchase. If I don't have the chita, then it's not a purchase, it's a loan. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. If we really hold the Rabbi Yana, that mali hein mali demeim, even if I don't have the merchandise, as long as I have money, I can go out and buy. That should be the equivalent. It should be mutter, even if I don't have any of the chita.
As long as the loiva has the money to pay back, instead.
If the Gemara is saying, according to what the Baraita said is, me as a loiva, which now I'm turning into the mocha as well, there's only permitted to move the money into merchandise if I have the merchandise. That's what the Braisa says clearly. But now,
if he doesn't have
a merchandise,
he has money.
It'd be viewed as a halva, and it would be interest. That's how it would come off. But if we really hold the Rebbe Yanai, that he says, mali hein, mali d'meim, that money and merchandise are all the same, so even if I don't have the merchandise, as long as I have the money, so you're saying if I don't have the money, let's say, that's right, let's assume I do have the money. So assuming I have the money, so since I have the money and that can buy me chita out in the shuk, that should also be good, that shouldn't be ribbis. Even though I'm in the end giving you money back and more money, since we assume mali hein, mali d'meim, it should be the same across the board. Fine. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rav says, so Amar, the case is, Bishem Mashach, the situation where you did a Mashicha. So therefore, look at Rashi. Rashi says the last two narrow, last two medium wide lines down. Rashi says, "B'shemashach heimanu hachitim mitchila," where initially he did pull the chita. Did me hachitim didei kumakabel dibirshusei ayakar? Did misha shemashach? The moment I pulled it, did the meshicha kal salatar salva v'kibachava? So that's when it transformed. If I had a loan and it transformed into chita and then into yain into shemen, that would be a problem, because it looks like halva. But if I did an initial mashicha on the chita, now this whole relationship is viewed as a sale. Then you could go from chita to shemen to yayin. So then the Gemara says, if it's a case where I, as the bank, I pull the chita as a form of payment, and we're saying this is all mutter, I can move that chita into yayin, into shemen, ibishemashach, tzichalem, lemeimar, do you have to tell me that chiddush? Of course. If I've pulled the chita, that's a ma'isa kinyan. There's no chiddush to teach us there. That's so obvious. That's a regular acquisition. So Ella the case kigon shiyach hilo keren zavis. It's a situation where I said, you know what? I want it, but place in the corner for me. I didn't do a mashicha. There wasn't a real ma'isa kinin, but the designation of you placing my produce, my merchandise in that corner, the chiddush is that's enough of it to transform from a halva into a lekicha, into a mecha chamemkar. That's the situation. We're good? Yeah? Okay. That's the first understanding here. So then the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, no, Shmuel gives another pshat to the Gemara here. He says, the mission is a case Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda. This is a Das Yachid, our Mishnah. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Damar Tzad Echad Beribis Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, we've seen this before, I think. Together we've seen this. Yeah, we saw this in Megillah. Oh, that was a while ago. So it tells us there, he holds that Tzad Echad Beribis is Mutter. Let's say you have a situation where there's a regular purchase, but that purchase sometimes could come off looking like Ribis, and sometimes it can't. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he thinks that is permitted. So let's see this inside. Disanya. You owe me $100 now. Vasilo sadeu mechar. And now you say, you know what? You give me the field. You give me the field as a sale. You give it to me instead of paying me back the money. So now, bizman shem mocher ochel peres. You as the mocher, you're selling me. You're also the lover. You owe me money. So instead of giving me money back, you're giving me a sadeh as a sale now. So when you eat the fruit of the sadeh, that's all mutter. Nothing took place. Nothing wrong took place there. But if lokeach ochel peres aser. Now, if I ate it as lokeach, it would be aser. Okay. Why? Because now I'm the bank. You owe me money. Now, instead of giving me money back, you're giving me a sadeh back, a field. Now, if I eat in a field, I'm making interest on top of getting that field is worth $100. I'm eating the fruit as well during in the interim. That's going to be a violation of gaining ribis of a loan. So that, according to the Tanakhama, is going to be prohibited. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Omer af bizman shelokeach ochel peres mutter. Even if lokeach eats, I'm the buyer who's also the bank. You owe me the money, or you owe me the field to give it to me. If I eat it, that's all going to be permitted. Because since tzadechad, look at Rashi. Rashi says the first wide line down, Yehuda he damar tzadechad ribis mutter, ribis she'enu al yidei halva el yidei mecher. A ribis that only comes out through a sale. Sometimes it could amount to a ribis, and sometimes it won't. How? Kigon zu, this case. Im yukra peros, if the peros go up in value, v'yishalim damim yeshkan ribis, and you pay money, you end up paying more value. Vim lo yishalim damim ela peros shepasaku imo einkan ribis. So let's say we made an initial deal, that I'm going to buy fruit for $100. So 6 months down the line, you give me the fruit that you owe me. But now 6 months down the line, the fruit's more valuable. So if you give me back the fruit, it doesn't look like ribis. That's a regular sale. But let's say you decide to give me money instead of the fruit you owe me. So you return back to me the more valuable fruit at $120 now you give me, the current market value of the fruit, that appears like ribis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mutter, because since it did not have to be an interest, since you had the option of either paying back merchandise or money, so since tzarech and mutter, if you gave me back peros, it would be mutter. So even if you do pay me back money instead and it looks like ribis, that's not ribis, that's mutter. Tanakhama argues.
I thought this is where they're taking the fruit during the duration of time until the loan is due.
The example of the sada, the field they're talking about, where he's eating it in the interim while they're waiting to see what he does.
Or wouldn't that have nothing to do with the value of the fruit?
So how do we bring this back to our case here? So, let's see 1 second. So how does this translate into the case of the sadeh? Right, so the case is that you have the option of either returning money to me or the option of returning or giving me the field. Those are the options you have. So in the situation where the mocher, who's the lova, the one who's either giving the mocher the field or giving the money back, while he's eating the fruit in that interim, so then everything's mutter. But if lokeach's eating it, it's aser. Now, why is it aser? Because in the end of the day, if he gives back the money, so then it's ribis. Because he's giving money back, and he also gained the eating of the fruit. But if he gives back a field, then it's viewed as a mechira, and there's no iser involved in that case. If he returns the field instead, that would be mechira. So this is where you have an option as the, I owe you money. I can either give you money back, then there's a concern of ribis, or I can give you a sadeh, then it's viewed as a sale. According to Tanakhama, that's aser in all cases, even though I end up giving you the field, it's still usher because there was a possibility it ended up being maus, which would be ribbis, to which Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that case is all going to be mutter, since there's a one way you could do it in a way where there's no ribbis and avoid it, all situations would be mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah, even though in the end you might give me money instead of peros, since there's a possibility there's a way around giving me money. If you gave me merchandise instead, it wouldn't be ribbis. The whole situation is mutter, even before Yichidlau Karen Zavis. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Bebetus Ben Zonin, Sha'asa Sadeu Mecher Alpi Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, Lokeach Ocha Peros Hayah. So they bring a Raya, for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that the Lokeach, the buyer, which is also the mal for the bank, he's gonna either going to be a bank and collect money back, or he'll be the Lokeach and get a field instead. So they permitted, based on Rabbi Yehuda, they permitted him, the Lokeach, to eat the fruit. He was able to eat the fruit in the interim, even though he might end up getting money, and it looks like ribbis, since it's also possible he's going to get the Sada, and it will be a Mechira. This was permitted. This is a Raya, a Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda. So they say to him, Amrullah, they say to him, what do you mean? Misham Raya, from there's a Raya? You got the whole story wrong. It was the Mocher who was Ochel Peros Hayah. But the Lokeach, the seller, who's also the Lover, the one giving up, he was the one who was eating it. That everybody agrees permitted. But the case wasn't where the lokeach was getting the fruit. So you got the details wrong. So my benai, what's the nafka mina between these opinions of Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? So like we just said, Amar Abaye, tzad echad beribis ike benayu. Rabbi Yehuda assumes if tzad echad beribis, if ribis will only result in one direction, but there'll be another direction where there will be no ribis, meaning it will be viewed as a sale. Rabbi Yehuda thinks this entire case is permitted. But according to the Tanakhama, if there is even only Tzarecha Beribis, that's enough to create the whole situation as being us. Another Nafkamina, says Rava, is Amar Ribis Amanash Lahachzir Ikebenayo. Let's say we make a situation, I don't know why I want to do this, but let's say we make a deal, you pay me Ribis, but on condition I'll pay you back the interest. That's the deal they make. Okay, it ends up obviously evening out, but that was the deal they made. So according to Tanakama, there's a new understanding now. The Tanakama thinks that's still going to be usur. Whenever a person collects interest, even though it will be returned in the end, that's going to be usur. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds no. If it's a ribis that I'm going to return the ribis to, I'll return the interest. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that would be permitted to be done. So that's another nafkamina between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't really impact us right now, but the Gemara is just drawing out another nafkamina between these two opinions. Okay, we're good. Again, this is not easy stuff. So anyone who's not with it entirely, I'm with you. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Rava, the last line of the Amud here. Amar Rava hashtad Amar Rebbe Yana. Now that we have established Rebbe Yana's opinion, Mali Hein Mali Dmen. He says there's an equation between having the object, the produce, the merchandise, and the money. So you could also say the other way around. Amrinan Mali Dmehem Mali Hein Nami Amrinan. We could say the other way around as well. What's the difference between having the money versus having the produce? And therefore, we could conclude, Poskin al shar shibashuk afa pishainla. This is what David was getting at earlier. If we made a deal, let's say, and I, as a love, you know, I owe you money, and I say, and you want to get the money back and buy chita, I said, you know what, I have chita, let me give you the chita instead. So we said, that's only if I have chita, will we view this as a transaction. But let's say I don't have chita, so then it's aser, because then still I owe you now chita as a loan. So what we're saying from here is, let's say the lover doesn't have chita, but he has the money, the demeyim, to go out and buy. That would also be permitted, since I have the wherewithal to buy it. It's as if I have the chita. Mali hein, mali demeyim. As long as I have either the produce or the money. The only time it's also is if I have nothing. Mamish poor.
But how is that not a classic case of ribbis? I mean, I understand you could substitute, but at the end of the day, he's going to be returning more cash for...
Right. So the whole idea is how it's been constructed. Structure. Exactly. If it's structured to be a situation of a loan or versus a sale. So this is a sale. I owe you chita. Now, even though I don't currently have chita, I have the capital to go out and buy, so then that's permitted.
But does he actually have to buy it, or can he return the cash equivalent to the chita that's now increased the price?
That's a good question. If I have the money right now... So now the next level, do I have to go out and buy it to give it to you? Or can I just, you know what, go buy it on your own? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. Then the Gemara asks the question, ACV Rapapa, is that a lawnmower? Okay. It's like December. Oh, okay, fine. I got like excited. I felt like it's spring outside right now. Okay. Eisive, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, the Rava, Kulam, Im Yeshlo Mutter, Im Ein Lo Aser. So we have a statement, all situations, if he has the actual merchandise, is Mutter, but if he doesn't have, it's Aser, even if he has money. So this goes against what we just said above. If he doesn't have the merchandise, if he doesn't have the produce, it's Aser, regardless of whether he has money or not. So Gemara says, no, that's the case, Amar Lahu Hasim Halva. If there was a real loan, so then the only time you could transform a loan into a sale is if he actually has the produce. But here we're talking about a case of a sale, so then the sale can be transformed from one produce into another produce, even if he doesn't have the produce, as long as there's the money to buy it, that's permitted. So again, it all depends on the context, how it's been structured. If it's been structured as a sale, so even if I don't have the produce, as long as I have money, it's viewed as a sale. When it comes to a loan, you need the actual produce to transfer the loan into a zvine. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rabba, Rav Yosef, Damri Tivayo, both of them hold my taima, Amr Rabbanan Poskin al Shar Shvashuk, Apa Pi Sheinla. So they hold that you are allowed to make a deal that you give me $100 for wheat, according to the current market value, according to the Shar Shvashuk, even though I don't have the produce right now, it's permitted. Why not? How is that not viewed as a loan? I owe you money now. There was no sale. I have no chita to sell you. Because the malva who gave the money, who's also the lokech who's buying the chita, he could say to the lover, the mocher, Maya Hanisle, sorry, skip the line, Damar Lei, Shakle Tivuscha Vishadi Achizra, take your goodwill that you're doing for me and throw it on the thorns of some sort. Meaning, Maya Hanisle, what good do you do for me? If you don't have the wheat, I shouldn't have given you the money in the first place. If I kept the money for myself, if I had it in my hand, I would have went to these different shuks and bought it for myself at a cheap price. What good are you doing to me? So even if you don't have the produce, it's still permitted because I clearly wasn't interested in loaning you money. I was interested in buying chita from you. If you didn't have the chita, you should have told me. I would have bought it from the places where it's very easily found. So for that reason, he holds, even though the mocher doesn't have the produce at the time, it's still viewed as a zvine. So then the Gemara says, Amar le abayder of Yosef, elam yatif, this is the case, so mutter lilavos sebasa, I should be able to lend out a saw for a saw. We saw this already alluded to before, I don't think we got into great detail just yet. If I give you amount of volume of chita and you return an amount of the same volume but at a higher price now, later on when it fluctuated in price, so you said that's aser. But according to this, it should all be mutter. Why? Because I could say, mishum demati, I could say, amrele shekilna tivusecha v'shadi achita, go take your goodwill and throw it out. I don't care for it. Because amrele chita de kadache ba'achlave. So what does this mean? Says Rashi. Rashi says chite de kadache bachlave b'tmiya. V'chi im hanachti chitin shali ba'otzarai klum hayun gishamim yardin lahele. Let's say I left wheat of my own. I gave you wheat, and you're returning wheat to me. So what? If I left the wheat of my otzar, would it have got ruined there? No. So I stored it in your possession as opposed to storing it in my possession. That's all that's going on here. You didn't do any good deeds for me. I was doing you a tova. Don't make it us for me now to get the volume of wheat back. I was better off leaving it all for my own, sir, staying there, as opposed to doing a tova for you. I don't need your tova anymore. So you can always make such a claim whenever there's a situation of returning apples for apples. That could be, you can make such a taina, and it shouldn't be halva, it shouldn't be ribbis.
So that cost him to store it?
No, not the cost of storing it, meaning leaving it in my oatser, assuming it's free, I have free rental, it's my oatser, my backyard, I'm not renting it all. So I could have left it there, but now because I gave it to you, which is in essence storing it with you, you can't return that same amount of chita that you owe me. I'm losing money by giving it to you because now it's at a higher market value, so you're giving me less volume. I would have been better off leaving it over my oatser. So how come that case is oatser? Whenever I say, whenever you're doing your good deed is really hurting me, It shouldn't be aser then. So the Gemara says no. It's different again. The context is always defining what's mutter. What's the context here? Amalei hasam halva hachazvini. If I lend you a saw, so then it's a loan. So then it's a problem collecting a higher value of chito. If I sell you something, that's a whole other story. I'm buying from you chita, so I give you money to get chita for me, so that can be viewed as a loan. When you give me back chita at a higher value, that can be viewed as a loan because it was structured as a zvina, it's a sale. So that's always very important, how you view things, how it's structured, a sale versus a loan. So Amalei Ada Bar Ava L'Rava V'ha Bari L'Mesav Zuzei L'Safsira. You can't make such a taina, because had I left it out, had I went ahead and wanted to buy on my own, I went to going back to the first case where I gave you money and you didn't have chita at the time. So now, if I were to say, "I give me the money back and I'll buy my own chita," I need to buy the broker here, because he needs to find a guy to sell to me. So now I'm losing some money. Now going through you, I gave you money and you got chita, so I was able to skip that extra payment of paying a middleman. So now I did gain from that. It wasn't an equal case. So Gemara says, no, Amalei the kayav lei nami. No, I paid you. When I gave you the money and you were going to go out and buy chita, I also gave you that fee of the broker fee. So therefore, it is considered equal cases. So, fine. So then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, no. The money of a person does a safsiruse. We're talking about a situation where there is no broker fee. It's where the sellers are looking for the buyers. Sometimes the buyers are looking for the sellers. Sometimes the sellers are looking for the buyers. So the first case we're talking about, where if I want to buy something, I need to get into the seller. It's not easy to find the seller. So I need a broker to find me which houses to buy, which produce to find. Then there were some fee you have to pay. But the situation is here where the seller is seeking out the buyers. He's going out and marketing himself to sell it. In that case, there is no broker fee to talk of. So then that taina is a good taina. When I give you the money and you don't have chita, but you can go out and buy chita, that is not considered a ribbis situation because it's viewed as a sale, even though you don't have the chita in your possession right now. Okay, let's go further. Rabba, Rav Yosef, Damar Tavayu, both of them hold Haiman the Yav Zuzei Atra Harifa Tzarach Las Chuzei Lebei Dari. So a person who gives money at a very low price, you need to show him out in the field all the produce. Why? Lamai, what's the need for that? So guy, I have a lot of wheat in my backyard growing, my farm. And you give me a lot of wheat at a very low price. So if I want the sale to be final, I need to show you all the wheat. So Ni'il Mikne Halokana, if it's to make the acquisition final, it doesn't work. Because there's no kinin. Maisa Daman doesn't work. You need to do a mashicha of some sort. Ila kabula le mishapara, if it's to take upon yourself the klala mishapara. So kilo mischaze nami mikaba ala mishapara. Even if you never saw the field, it's still subject to the lachas of mishapara. We never saw before that you have to see the produce to be subject to mishapara. So what's the need for me to show you my field? So the Gemara answers, liolam le kabula le mishapara. It's really to accept upon yourself the mishapara. The guy who pays at a cheap price, he pays a number of different potential distributors. He gives a few dollars here, a few dollars there, a few dollars there, just to get the ball rolling. Now, if I go ahead and you walk to my yard and you look at my produce, so then you and I are smichas das that this is the year buying from me. Even though you had three potential sellers you could get from, if you walk to my yard and you really do, you walk through and you see that you want it, that it finalizes everything. Vilo, but if you don't walk in my backyard and see the produce, then Amrlei, I say to myself, you know what, as the mocha, as the farmer, Dishkachach Peir Deshapir, you probably found some better produce to buy. And Mididi, Vishaklis, and you took it, so therefore you're walking away. I'm not Somech Das on you buying from me, because the normal way it went is you probably looked into a few different people, distributors, and you gave a little money to each of us. I wasn't Somech Das on you. Unless you go ahead and go to my farm and really take a look at it, only then am I Somech Das. So this is a unique situation of this, the way people buy from the farmers.
They would pay them even if they're not sent in the deal yet?
It does sound like. Now, I'm not sure if he would get the money back yet. He might probably return the money, I would guess. That's my guess. But you give a few people, and if the deal goes through, I'll keep the money. If the deal doesn't go through, so you return the money back to me. Maybe they pay a little money down, they put down, I owe you $1,000, but I put down 10% now. And we'll see what happens at the end of the day. Not sure exactly, but the Gemara doesn't tell us. Then the Gemara says, Amar Vashi, Hashtad Amris, Mishim Misamach Daita, Afil Ashi Chabashuka, Amalei Samcha Daita. Now it's all about Smichas Das, even if I see you in the shuk, and you say, oh, are you interested in that deal, what he spoke of? And the guy says, yes, I'm interested. Even if he didn't see the field, that would be enough of a statement to finalize the deal and make a person subject to the halachas of mi shepara. Okay, we're good? Mar now says, Amar of Nachman. Nachman says the following klal. Klal of the ribusa, the klal of ribus is kol agad natar le aser. Any time where a person is paying for the extra payment, haptanas malas, the person's paying for the weight of paying, so if I'm getting schar, I need to pay you a fee for holding on to money, that would be considered ribus. So when I get a loan from the bank for my house, so now they gave me money, which I could pay over 30 years, so the interest I'm paying is the fact that I'm allowed to pay the money over 30 years. That's what ribus is. So Amar of Nachman, says, Haiman the Yav Zuzay Likirya, person gives money to like a wax maker or something?
Yeah.
So, wax person?
Wax merchant.
Wax merchant, okay. Because, Osli, Dalad, and it's worth four, you buy whatever the amount is, four things of wax, I don't know what they come in. And, Amar Le, Yahibne Lecha, Chamisha, candles?
Cakes.
Oh, cakes, okay. Wax cakes?
Cakes of wax.
Okay, cakes of wax. So, he says, you know what, I'll give it to you five. I'll give you five. So, what happens is the guy, the Lokach, pays money up front to the Mocher. And now it's viewed as a loan somewhat. And the mocher says, you know what? Since you gave me the money up front, I'll give you a greater deal. Since I'll, so it's somewhat of a loan. He doesn't pay him the wax cakes right away, I guess. So it's nayu gave shari. If the wax maker, wax merchant has the wax cakes in his possession, that's all permitted. That was the sale. That was the deal that they made. I'll sell to you at the price for five cakes. But lesnayu gave, if the wax merchant does not currently have the wax cakes, then this would be usur to do, because the wax merchant is giving him a better deal. I'm now viewed, even though I'm the lokeach, I'm also the malva, I'm giving you money. But now you have money, and you need 4 weeks to go make the wax now. So now you have money at your leisure to use, so now you're giving me a cheaper price, so you're paying, you're losing money in your sale, because you give me five cakes as opposed to four cakes, so you're losing out. That's your payment, a ribus, if you will, for having the money held on. That's an obvious case. That's a not classic case, but that's an obvious case of ribus. It's just a little bit a little bit more complicated, but that's still ribus. You're paying a fee, as the mocher is turning into the lover, the borrower, and paying. He's losing out money here. He's paying a ribus. So Gemara says no. Lo tzicha the situation to islay ashra b'masa. Ashra b'masa. Rashi tells us it means is where did Rashi go here? The bottom line here. He has a distributor in the city. It's not his. He doesn't currently have it, but a guy he always goes to. He has that guy. What do they call it here? Ashray.
Call it a supplier.
A supplier. Okay. So he's a supplier in the city. He could go to all the time, supplier. Even though it's not really his yet. But he's a guy he trusts. So Mal Dusema, what would you have thought? Came into Islay Ashray Bemasa, since he has this trusted supplier in the city. It's considered it's like another situation where I have the merchandise, I just need my son to get it for me from the yard. It's the same case that I have this supplier who I trust. Since I'm lacking, I have not yet collected it, it's as if it's not collected yet and would be subject to the lachas of ribis. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll have the next couple of weeks of this.
The merchant gives you a break.